And we are awaiting word from President Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz, who's expected to respond to today's Senate testimony of fired FBI Director James Comey. Comey made his first public statement since President Trump fired him on May 9th, as Comey was leading the FBI investigation into potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. He told senators that he believed he was fired because of that investigation and that the Trump administration was spreading lies about him and the FBI. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us now. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
First of all, the president spoke today at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. He said he and his supporters were under siege. But did he make any direct reference to Comey's testimony?
No, he didn't. What he did was he characterized that as part of the greater resistance of Washington to his leadership and to the sentiments, if you will, and the needs of the kind of Americans that he was speaking to this morning. We're all under siege, he said. You're interested in your religious liberty. I'm trying to support your religious liberty. I am pursuing an agenda for Americans and for America and for America first.
Okay, well, the biggest question going in today was, did President Trump try to in some way impede the investigation, particularly in that private White House dinner he had with James Comey? And Comey repeated what we've heard, that the president asked him to lay off Michael Flynn, who had not disclosed his relationship with or his interaction with Russians. But what did Comey say more directly about what the president did or said?
What Comey said was that the president told him, as has been reported before indirectly through a leak that Comey himself sent out to a friend after he was fired, that the president told him he hoped that Comey could let Flynn go, let that matter go. He was a pretty good guy. He's been through a lot. I hope you can let this go. And Comey testified to the senators this morning that he took that as a directive. He took that as the president telling him that's what the president wanting him to do. He did not really have a response at the time, but he later passed that along to his superior at the Justice Department, the person who was in charge of supervising the FBI after Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, had recused himself in all matters having to do with the Russia investigation. And Comey said that then later, after he had failed to put to rest any FBI investigation of Michael Flynn or of anything else, James Comey was fired by President Trump. And that was the sequence of events as he laid it out for the senators this morning.
And James Comey had some pushback on that from some senators who said, well, the president said hoped that you would do this, but hoped is not a directive. And as you said, Comey said, I took it as a directive, although he wouldn't go as far as saying it amounted to obstruction of justice. He, in a pretty, I don't know, I'd love your opinion of this moment, he was asked why he took notes of the meetings. He said, first of all, it was a very serious conversation. He wanted to note it, but then this.
And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
Your thoughts, Ron, on the worst use of the word lie.
Yes, and he used it several times, referring to the president lying or the president's reputation or what he knew of the president and his fears of what the president might do. This prompted a question at the White House this morning to the press spokesperson, and the question was, is the president a liar? And she said, the president is definitively not a liar, and I'm insulted that you would ask that question, or it is insulting that you would ask that question. But to go back to the question just for a moment of obstruction of justice, Comey did not offer an opinion one way or another as to whether or not this amounted to obstruction of justice. But he did say that this would be for sure investigated by the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller now is taking over this case. He is going to consider all the elements of it. James Comey said today he expected that would include the question of obstruction of justice, which would clearly rest on his testimony regarding what the president asked him to do and perhaps other things. But certainly that's what Comey could testify to. And he also said that he wanted to make sure that some of his memoranda regarding what the president had said would be available, in part because he hoped it would lead to the naming of a special counsel. And, of course, that did happen.
And just briefly, Ron, Marco Rubio seemed to be pushing back quite a bit on James Comey's testimony, including having him repeat that the president did say to him that if some of my satellites, you know, people in my orbit, did something wrong, it would be great to know that as well. In other words, he did not want that investigation stopped. He just wanted his own name cleared.
He seemed to be primarily interested in getting the word out that he was not personally, that is, President Trump was not personally the target of the investigation, and he was interested in finding out what the FBI might have found out about some of his satellites, his staff, and his friends and associates.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.